spooky, spooky session begins. This is your reading for Thursday, May 23rd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on TikTok or Instagram. Our cards today. The theme is the Four of Wands. Keywords here are celebration, reunion, and gathering. The tool card is the Ace of Swords. This is clarity, focus, and breakthrough. The obstacle card is the Inverted Lovers, meaning disharmony, imbalance, and poor choices. The advice card is the World. The message of this is to shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land amongst the fucking cliches. Our sixth instinct today is fucking dumb. I'm not even going to entertain it. The angel number is 1001. This is a spiritual awakening. The keywords are personal development and heading in the right direction. That's not a keyword, key phrase, I guess. The true intention is dishonesty. The message on the card is, I will withhold information from you for my benefit. All right, let's put this whole thing together here. Well, we are trending upward, and we've continued to trend upward as we head into the weekend. So that's pretty cool. So we got a great theme today. The card calls for gathering up the homies and having a good time. Celebrate the wins, however big or small. Celebrate them with the people who matter most to you. In a narrower sense, a more direct interpretation is that this card is a good sign of good things coming in projects that are currently underway. So how do we maximize these good tidings? The Ace of Swords. This card is a sign of breakthrough, an epiphany, a realization that will turn the tides of current events in our favor. So the way that we utilize it as a tool for today, in today's context, is to keep ourselves focused on the task at hand. Both cards suggest that we're on the verge of a major milestone, so now is not the time to relent. If we give it our best effort, we can walk away from this endeavor with a clear conscience, regardless of the outcome. The obstacle to keeping this focus is twofold. The first possible pitfall is external conflict. Perhaps we get in a heated argument with someone that's really important to our effort, whatever it is, and that argument causes us, them, to lose track of the objective. Perhaps someone unintentionally distracts us from what we're doing and we lose our momentum. This is not at all to say that we should neglect the people we care about and not be there for them if they need us. That should always be a higher priority than work. That's my advice to you. Not that has, like, the cards aren't talking about this part, but like, fuck work, man. Family's more important, or your friends, who, your chosen family, whatever the fuck the case is. Anyway, the second possible hurdle is internal conflict. So perhaps the positive implications of this reading lulls us into complacency, and we end up losing steam in what we're doing. Perhaps some circumstance of the mission rubs us the wrong way. Perhaps we don't stand to gain an equitable share of the rewards, or we don't get the recognition that we feel we deserve for our contributions. So, yeah. There's a myriad of possibilities of how and why this obstacle will manifest itself, but we won't know until it does. And I know that sounds like a really convenient cop-out. I really do. But I cannot tell you which one it is without knowing you. Them's just the breaks. I can't tell you because I don't know your life. So what are you going to do? The advice card is a fun one because it's essentially saying, fuck it, go for it. To put it in a more, give it some more ooky spooky language, the universe's machinations, and our personal intentions are aligned. So do it. We don't really have to plan or calculate, whatever the case, whatever it is that you do in preparation of taking a leap of kind of a faith, a calculated leap, I guess. It's don't calculate, just fucking jump. Our angel number is a bit in that ooky spooky language territory, but it's absolutely in line with the reading today. We're on the right path. What you're doing is working. Trust yourself. You're close. We may not see the destination yet, but light will be shed upon it soon, and it's going to be fantastic. The true intention. Now, this one's kind of tough because this it's just straight up bad. You can't fucking work that one into being, you know, you can't find silver lining there. So I think that the dishonesty card, it's a possibility that the obstacle card implies. So remember that it's the obstacle card is talking about internal or external conflicts or being presented with poor options and distractions. And this, I think, is one of them. Not necessarily that somebody is being dishonest, but it's just something to keep an eye out for, I suppose. Take it as like a warning sign, rather a general warning rather than like a specific one. I say that we cannot allow our good nature to be tempted by bad actors to lead us to become bad actors ourselves. If you think somebody's being dishonest, then fucking call them out on it. You don't have to start being shady yourself just because someone else is. Somebody else breaking the rules is not an adequate justification to break the rules yourself in this regard. Like, in the context of this reading, this isn't the time to be fucking around. We're, like, as the reading is, you know, suggesting, we're right on the edge of a major breakthrough here, so don't get tripped up on some bullshit right now. Honesty is the best policy, even if it's something we may not want to hear. All right, that's it for Thursday. Let's get these fucking housekeeping notes out of the way. If you would like to see how I do this whole fucking shebangabang, go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. And I publish a video at the end of every week, and you'll be able to see it if you sign up for the Ooky Spooky tier. The phone number, 833-589-7637. Questions, comments, concerns about whatever the fuck, that's the number. It's anonymous either way, if you call or text. If you want your audio cut into the next episode, after I get it, after I get your audio, then you can call, go straight to voicemail, or you can send a voice note on WhatsApp if that's your jam. The voicemail thing is a little easier for me, but really what matters is get whatever it is that you know, if you have some constructive criticism about, you know, how I put this shit together, then let me know. I'm always open to improving and making this a better listening experience for, you know, for everyone. Right. Speaking of experiences for everyone, personal readings. I do offer them, and they're free. They're fucking free. I'm not some fucking charlatan that's going to tell you what I think you want to hear so that I can keep you coming back and paying me money. I don't fucking want that. I don't want it. I don't really need it. There is an option. Go to luxmediashows.com, hit the spooky button, scroll down a little bit, fill out the form, peruse the deck arts that I have. I have quite a few tarot decks. So, you know, let me know which one you like, the one that you feel represents you best as your stand-in, because you're not here in the room with me. So, when you fill out the form, give it as much detail as you're comfortable with sharing. Keep in mind, if you don't give me a lot of detail, I can't give you a detailed reading in return. As there is a donation button there, you know, like you don't have to. It's just if you want to do that, if you feel you want, you feel like you should, go ahead. If you don't, I don't care. It's completely fine either way. While you're on luxmediashows.com, check out the other shows that we get up to, because, yeah, other stuff, I guess. If you don't, you know, want to hear about my hot takes on fucking UFC or something, then, you know, don't worry about it. But I don't know. I have a lot of fun, and all the homies on the other shows, we have a good time. So there's that. That's it. That's all I got today. Holy shit tits. It's almost fucking Friday. Goodness gracious. shit tits. What the fuck am I thinking? All right. I'm going to get myself out of here before I get myself in trouble with other shit tittery. I'll see you tomorrow. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.